And now, at a combined weight,
absolutely not,
the Face Beat Heels High Podcast.
Listening to a wrestling podcast made by women.
If you don't like women or wrestling, you should probably tap out now.
The views expressed on this podcast are mostly based on personal opinion, and any toxicity brought to the attention of the host will be openly mocked. Mocked via public forum. Seriously though, we will make fun of you. We like to drink, laugh, and talk wrestling. So again, if you don't like to drink, laugh, or talk wrestling, you probably don't want to be listening to this podcast.
No, I'm not doing it. I don't want to.
In case you're wondering, today is not a beautiful day to be a wrestling fan today.
So no. We're not giving an amen.
No.
No.
I refuse to be here.
Today we're getting a womp womp.
Womp.
There's tears in my eyes because Bobby Fish got let go.
Oh, EJ. No. Starting this so wrong. I thought we were going to talk about this at the end. But you know what? Fuck it. It's our fucking show. And we're going to talk about whatever the fuck we want. Bobby Fish is gone. Bobby Fish is gone and we just got him back.
We just found him after so many moons.
We put signs up.
And you put him on TV? Okay, I'm PJ.
Cross the ocean
podcast. This is our podcast, and I'm here with the baker, and also Wild Spice,
Twitch Queen
Wild Spice, and Christina the baker Contreras.
What's up? I'm eating bread.
We're so excited that you're here with us today to listen to our podcast. And
cheers.
This might be our darkest day. This might actually be our darkest day episode.
You thought it was in July. No.
Well, because that was today. My darkest day. So okay. I just like, since I make up the titles, I was like, I'm attacked. So everyone will feel attacked with me.
Okay. I'll turn it on. Okay. Okay. Well, if you're still here after that, we're really happy that you're part of our Face Beat Heels High family. It is another Tuesday. It is not a beautiful day to be a wrestling day today. So I will not ask for an amen. But we are wearing our merch.
I'm wearing my merch. Thought today was the day.
I am not.
RIP. RIP our show.
RIP our show.
We have some news. We decided we're going to change to a BTS Bachelor Housewives podcast starting next week. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm not kidding, but we'll see. We'll see how we go.
Looking at you,
Vince. Stay tuned. It's a pretty good option, okay?
Dear Vince.
Fucking dear Vince.
This is what he wanted. He did this on purpose. He did this to us on purpose. It all makes sense.
And personally attacked.
Vince McMahon listens to this fucking podcast. And
he
said,
we knew this.
Fuck them.
he said, nope.
Vince, you bitch. I have spent
having
so
too much,
much
fun with this shit. I'm not going to let them have any more fun.
I have spent so much money on SummerSlam, you fucking asshole. I can't. Whatever. Hi, I'm Wild Spice. That Baker's out here. What are we drinking? I'm drinking coffee with a lot of Baileys.
I'm just drinking coffee. I'm being a good girl today. I have shit to record right after this.
Bitters and soda and vodka.
All right. And vodka. Okay.
And vodka.
When you hear this sound, drink.
We're so done. All right.
You won't be having that today.
No.
Probably.
I don't.
There's literally nothing. We need to just get into it. We need to just get right into it.
Wait, okay. There's a Thirsty Thursday this Thursday.
Oh,
don't forget.
Well, that is exciting. Okay. Yes. That's our one redeeming thing of this week is that there's a Thirsty Thursday happening tomorrow. This Thursday.
It's
Thirsty Thursday. I thought it was Wednesday first. I am all kinds of mixed up. You take Bobby Fish from me and I have lost my sense of direction. This Thursday is Thirsty Thursday with those wrestling girls. It's going to be a good time. So come play.
Please come hang out.
Or it's going to be something else.
or it's going to be either way, we're going to be drinking.
Yeah, that's true. We're going to be drowning some sorrows. So yes.
And talking about wrestling, or maybe we'll turn the maybe those wrestling girls can also be turned into a BTS bachelor fantasy or and bachelor
slowly
paradise.
But surely we'll get them there.
We can do movies.
This is our new goal.
We can do movie reviews. We can
we can
be a podcast for the new Showtime wrestling show.
You know what's true? You know what's funny though is that wrestling and reality TV actually have a lot in common.
Like,
I was talking to someone who wanted to start a Bravo podcast, and they were like, well, it's kind of hard because it never ends, right? Like the storylines are pushed on social media and it never ends. Like there's
that's
no break. And
I was
like, yeah, that's exactly what wrestling podcasts deals
they
with.
They both have some, you know, violence. There is violence involved.
We'll end the show. Do you realize that it never fails? Like Tuesday, we stop recording and then there's some life-changing wrestling news that drops like right around the time we release the episode.
Not anymore, because we're not a wrestling podcast anymore. We don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about that.
Becky needs to come back like now. Like,
Oh my God.
We need a miracle. We need a miracle.
I am so tired of this shit. Right. And we're just going to do this shit in order like we've been doing.
But AEW isn't good enough for us to switch over. So what are we going
to
do?
What are we supposed to do? Impact. Hey. Impact Wrestling. Impact's maybe. Good. Maybe. Maybe.
I actually watched AEW last Wednesday. So
you know what? We fucking might as well. Honestly, Vicky. You know, you guys are on thin fucking ice. Let's fucking go. All right. Let's go. Let's do it.
We're going to talk about NXT. We're not going to get sad, PJ. We're not going to get sad. And
I only have one thing I want to talk about. Maybe later. So I'm going to go ahead and let you.
Okay.
Be free.
Was it Legado del Fantasma stealing the grill? Was that it? Was that the one thing that made the list?
No. The only thing I care about, but no.
Okay. I only have it's going to be a quick episode today, y'all. We might go for like 15 minutes and then be done.
We're not playing.
This is it. So we had Legado del Fantasma versus Hit Row. Boo. And they steal his grill. That was funny.
Hilarious. Fuck yeah. As you should.
Don't understand. At one point, the camera was literally on him, on Swerve. And he pointed the camera away from him. Like, you're the one with the belt.
Oh, God. I keep forgetting he's the champion.
Yes, exactly.
He's so irrelevant as his champ.
The camera came in on him and he literally like pointed away so that it would go back onto the two other ones. I was like,
oh, God.
Hey, Aura S.
Now I have a question. Who's the face and who's the heel in this situation?
Legado is the face, obviously.
Well, clearly, obviously.
Wait, is that
in our hearts? I don't know if that's legit.
Oh, are they actually? Wait, you're right.
That's my
Hold
question.
On. To me, they are, but that's because I hate Hit Row.
Yeah, no, same.
They're heel heels.
Heel, yeah, Hit Row's like super heel though, right? Didn't they have like Legado's?
You but know, they both beat each other up at the end. So there is no one for me to yay for. You know
I'm still confused. No, I don't know.
You're Latina. We're obviously Team Legado.
No. I am Team Legado. I'm just wondering.
No. Actually,
I know who I'm rooting for.
You're telling me that we're rooting for.
They're pulling my orejas and they're like, bitch, you know. I know whom I'm rooting for. I don't know
who the heel is.
Exactly they stand for, but I know whom I root for. It's the same thing
that's a great question.
Real Madrid and Barca.
We should post that on who do you think is the heel? Yeah, who is the heel?
Okay.
On Instagram or something so we can figure it out because we might just be hella biased because we hate Hit Row.
That's
if we
true.
Ask, but if we ask Nick, then maybe I'll he says Nick. Legado is the fucking heel.
I don't know. Who knows?
I would hope not. I don't want him to sleep on the couch, but he might be.
I've known Nick for years. I'm literally the one thing now he's known as like he's the guy who loves Hit Row. Like this is his one quality. One quality. Nothing else. Nothing else I know about Nick. It's just you like Hit Row. That's who you are.
That's
now.
All I need. That's all I need. Samoa Joe, angsty teen. Yes.
You know what's really sad? I know that we said we were gonna get sad, but it's like had I known that this was going to be maybe our last like normal episode of NXT, I would have like appreciated these moments more. because right, I don't know what the fuck's going to happen now. Because I was like, oh, it's like, whatever. But had I known this was going to maybe be our last like good old NXT episode, I would have like watched this with tears in my eyes and be like, Samoa Joe is just giving everything right now.
So angsty.
So angsty.
In my heart.
Auditioning for Jagged Little Pill soon.
But we need to talk. We do need to talk about Ikemen, because Samoa Joe squashed Ikemen, but he was wearing a watermelon jacket.
I love it.
I would die for him. I don't know him at all, but I would die for him.
Yes, same.
I want to know him more.
Samoa Joe pulled out his hair. Did you see that hairball chunk on the mat? Pulled it out.
He deserves more than being a squashy.
True.
He does. Ikemen
definitely deserves more.
Deserves way fucking more.
Way fucking more. I have two notes back to back. Okay. Oh, no, it wasn't Samoa Joe. It was Ridge Holland that wrestled Ikemen.
Look at us.
Ridge Holland actually looks like a really nice guy. And then directly after, Ridge Holland is officially dead to me.
Back to back.
He does, though. When he walked out, like, he actually looks like he could, like, he, like, could golf or something. Like, a really nice guy. Okay, we need to talk about Frankie Monet's outfit.
Once again, slay.
Oh. Candace slay. Candace Lay all day.
Candace Lay.
I wanted to see the full moment. Like, I wanted to see that we only got her in the interview sense, but I wanted to see, like,
she's 1,000% taking Robert Stone's gig.
Absolutely. Yes. That's the whole point. Like, what is he good for? Moccasins? I mean,
he was good because we had a male manager and we loved him since day one. And manager. He's comedy and he's really good at what he does.
Yeah.
I wish that.
But the plot.
Well, doesn't matter. Yes. Because here's what I don't want to happen. Frankie is better than just being like put
agreed.
In like, agreed. In like that's this true. Robert Stone situation. Right.
Yes.
So I do enjoy the comedy, but when she was like said that whole little monologue to him about like how she's like, you're used to it because you're losers and that's what y'all do. But like, I don't fucking lose and yada, yada, yada. I was like, yes, yes, yes. My question is like, why are they together in the first place? Like, it doesn't really, you know, what it would be like cooler for me is if like, the girl, I keep forgetting her name, but like use like one of the
Kamea,
other ones.
Jessica Maya.
Yes. Like put her against maybe Frankie or have her step up to Frankie, you know, and then have like Robert Stone brand versus Frankie Monet, which hopefully maybe it's going to lead to that. But it kind of just looks like Frankie is like trying to, I don't know. And I hope like, it's like the same thing.
Just keeps him as a buffoon.
Exactly.
I miss the kind of like when he was winning, you know, like he was such a good manager when he was winning. We don't need to see this like rich version of what's his face.
Right.
Not Braun.
The moment he was drunk out of his mind and threw up on the freaking mat. That's the moment when he lost
That was like, Ali's lowest point. That was Ali's lowest fucking point when she got vomited on by Robert Stone.
She's about to get fired probably. So maybe it's not her lowest point. Maybe it's not. Okay.
R.I.P.
We need to have a moment of silence for Bobby Fish, because how fucking dare you give him a match? How dare you give him a match against his old teammate?
Just to take him away.
I want that jacket, by the way, with the fish on it.
Yeah.
I really liked that. How dare you give him a match and then you fire? I just can't.
What does your shirt say?
Butt loose.
It's a Tina shirt.
Something was just drawing me to it, and I was like, I gotta ask what that says.
Butt loose.
That butt loose was not what I thought you were gonna say at all.
What does it look like? It says.
I thought it said butter, and I was like, you know, that's a BTS song, and I was gonna use that to segue into more BTS stuff. But you said butt loose, so I literally have nowhere to go with that except. I appreciate that shirt so much.
You're welcome. You're
what welcome. Does your shirt say? Butt loose?
Content.
I'm not editing that out. That's staying in forever. No. Because that's the one piece of joy we have in this episode. Go on.
Fuck. And it's at the perfect time, too. It could not have come at a more perfect time for me personally.
You're welcome.
It distracted me from the depths of my sorrow. Cameron Grimes, yay. LA Knight, boo. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Breakout stars fight. Zoe Stark gets ramen. That's all I got.
That skit was hella racist. And I needed to bring that up because I am just like, how can NXT in 2021 be so insensitive to this.
But you know what? It's the last time. So.
Because it's the last time. They were like, whatever.
Triple H said, fuck everybody. Maybe probably. Like, maybe the person who's in charge of doing the releases is Asian and this was their like retaliation. Triple H is like, yeah, you know what we're going to do? So I'm going to make Zoe Stark get ramen. Fuck you with the Yoshirai. But to be honest, like the ramen looked delicious. And
yes, it looks so good.
I feel like it was so much food.
Also, like the weird product placement was very odd. Like it was, like, it showed the outside.
Yeah. And also, like, is it racist if it's like, I mean, it's Yoshirai, you know.
But it wasn't just them eating ramen. Yeah, but it was a it was a bunch of food that she kept like pretending that she was eating and tossing away because she didn't like or putting on the floor. So it wasn't just the ramen. It was more delicate, so to speak.
I see.
Like dishes. You know, that's my problem.
To be honest, I stepped away from the TV, so I didn't watch it. So I shouldn't say
that's
anything.
Fair. That's fair.
I'm like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't just ramen.
We want Zoe Stark to succeed because we know she's a little sweetie patootie pie and we like her a lot. So hopefully she gets to do something cool soon and isn't also fired.
Right.
We get Karrion Kross putting Samoa Joe to bed.
All right.
Into what you guys have never heard me call this because Samoa Joe has never been wrestling. I don't think when we've had a podcast. No. His finisher is where he like wraps you up, right? Mm-hmm. And I've always like Nick always laughs. No, it's the baked potato. Because he's like a baked potato around the whoever.
Baked potato.
And I'm always like, oh, it's the baked potato. Oh, it's the baked potato. Because I feel like it's the woman posing. Like you're a little piece of butter just melting into Samoa Joe.
Butter's a BTS song.
If we have any fan, if we have any listens this week, I'll be surprised. Any listens.
This okay, is the one.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk the lover or loser match.
Okay.
All right.
I think Wazbay should go first.
All right.
Yay.
Well, my son comes out. Here's man. I love Dexter Lumis so much. And I love Johnny Gargano so much.
Yes.
I've never been so stressed and excited at the same time because, again, like we said last week, we even had a prayer circle here. A lot was riding on this episode or on this match for him. So on this episode. What's riding on
Nothing's
this episode?
Nothing's riding on this. Our whole podcast is riding on this episode.
So I thought it was... Yeah. So I was stressed out, but it was amazing. I obviously there were going to be necessities. It's the way.
Right. It is the way.
It is
but
the
they
way.
Weren't super.
But no, it wasn't. And you know what? I will say this. Dexter Lumis is a fucking star. And if you didn't know that before this match, I hope you fucking know it now because this motherfucker told an entire fucking story without opening his mouth.
Yeah.
That was all eyes. And in his movement, the man is a dancer and I love him. And it was amazing. Man's a whole ass actor. When he
and they had the time they deserve too.
Yes,
they
and, really they, had the and they were main event, thank goodness, as they should be. Like the moments of like heartbreak between Indy and Dexter when he was like maybe about to lose or something or how he looked at him and like his,
at
like,
the end too I truly face. Felt like she was gonna cry
yeah
like,
yes.
her oh face God. I was like oh you can act girl you have some break
oh look at you oh when he looked at her and he like did the elbow thing like I don't want to put your dad away but I have to for us like that's literally I got all of that just with one fucking look that Dexter Lumis gave her and then Johnny oh man when Johnny was like it's for your own good and Candace comes out like it was Romeo and Juliet could fucking never. You know what I mean?
No,
like
right.
I fucking like, hate Romeo and Juliet. And I was crying. No. Sobbing for this.
It was so fucking good all around. Johnny screaming, it's for your own good. And when like when Dexter did the hand like on her cheek, stop. Stop. Like
and then do you think she that went Beth Phoenix it. Was crying?
Oh shit. Oh yeah, Beth Phoenix. Beth Phoenix. Thank love, like for the everything. There's no words to describe my love for her. Like there are just no fucking words. She was out here speaking for the index people. She was out here for us, and she was like, "I don't care." Oh my God! And then when he lost his face and her face, and then she said, "Fuck my parents."
Yeah.
And she fucking straddled our boy, I was screaming, in all the best ways, though. I was like, yes, boo-boo, you get yours. You deserve it. Like, I was so happy for him. I was like, you make out with her in the ring. I don't even care. That's my bestie. That's my bestie. Like, I was screaming. And I have never bought a piece of merch so fast in my whole life.
That's exactly where I was at. But I don't like it, though. I don't think it's that.
No. So,
No. Okay. No, I don't like it in black.
Wild Spice.
I don't like it in white.
No, listen. No, get it in black.
I don't like it in black.
Dexter has 3 pieces of merch. Okay? We have to buy it because if you don't buy merch, they will get released.
Okay.
He has 3 pieces of merch. Buy it as a gift for somebody.
No. I'm getting it for myself.
Yeah, get it. Like, I don't. You have to.
It's all we have.
It's all we have. He has 3 pieces of merch. And he also drew it himself.
He did.
He's the light of my life. And also, low-key, she looks like me. So. If you just forget that it's Indy Hartwell.
So he's dating his mother? Is that what you're saying?
We're best friends. Stop.
There's a little bit of an Oedipus situation, I think.
Yeah, I want to protect him, but he's like my best friend and I love him. And then he has a girlfriend and I'm just like getting a little bit jealous, you know, because I thought
you were his mom. Also, I love him. And I've been saying for a while.
When I'm watching with Taylor, I'm his mom.
Also, I've been having, for the past week, I've dreamt with Dexter Lumis like twice. They've all been PG, but I've woken up like, oh! So I'm just saying, yeah, I need his
He's so good. I miss his khakis though, more than anything.
He went under the ring!
And then when Indy grabbed him out, like, oh, that was so great.
Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah, I mean, I feel like they're going to kill the way. Like, I feel like this is what it's going to be.
I mean, I like how nobody, like, they're not concerned with Austin Theory leaving at all.
Yeah.
Like, no, did not care.
But isn't that low-key on brand for them? They don't really care about anybody but themselves.
True.
What I mean? That's the thing with Johnny and Candace. It's like, yeah, we're a family, but, like, they really only care about themselves. And, like.
True.
Because, like,
it is the way.
If you think about it, like, the whole reason Indy was even there was, like, you know, like, she was, like, that sneaky one. Like, this kind of just more using them so that they can move forward, which is, like, evil. But I love that
quality. That the quality of storyline we deserve.
Right, exactly. You know,
like, that's what we want.
For everyone. Give that to everybody.
And don't fire Bobby Fish.
Don't you fucking dare.
See, this is like one of those moments. Oh my God, my heart just like hurt just now. Like actually like felt like a pump of pain. Wow. Wrestling. I hate this for me. I know I keep saying like, I don't think AEW should keep hiring WWE talent, but I really want Bobby to go to AEW. So that way we have,
I'm sure he'll have a wrestling podcast. I'm sure he'll go to AEW or Impact. Yeah. Or I don't know, with this whole Adam Cole situation, I wonder if there'll be an Undisputed Era somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's just move forward. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We need to move forward so we can talk about the things we need to talk about.
This episode is brought to you by Voodoo Ranger. It's beer. It's hoppy, trendsetting, innovative, served with a little sarcasm, just like Paper House Network. Paper House Network is hoppy? Yeah. It's like beer for your ears. Get yourself a Voodoo Ranger.
Hey babies, it is me, the self-appointed commissioner of comedy, James Madden. I just want to tell you that every week I'll be wherever you listen to podcasts with my show, The Commissioner of Comedy. I've been doing this, babies, for almost 20 years, grinding up and down, and I'm here to convey it to you about the do's and don'ts of the comedy scene, the proper etiquette, the unwritten rules, if you will. Whether you're just a fan, or you're a young buck starting out, a grizzled old vet, or just someone who wants to peek behind the curtain and see how the sausage gets made, tune into the podcast, The Commissioner a Comedy. This is what it's about. It's only on Paper House Network, and it's for you, babies. It's for you.
It is for you, babies.
I know him.
Maybe our podcast should just be about James Madden.
That's fine.
Follow him around the city and go to all his shows and our podcast will be James Madden.
Yeah, we can be his.
I'm not opposed to that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
James Madden's totally Road to Love.
Well, look at that.
On top of BTS.
And on top of Bachelor.
Bachelor Paradise. And on top of Solid.
We can make a Bachelor type show and make James the
for
Bachelor.
For James Madden.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yes.
Yes. And we'll call it babies, it's for you or something.
Baby for my baby.
Babies. Making babies, James. Oh my God, please do not let him listen to this part.
I'm literally going to pull that and send it to him.
I love this.
Fun fact. Did you know that James Madden's favorite wrestler is Dusty Rhodes? I know this because I asked him.
Oh, look at you.
I know things.
We're big fans.
I still haven't met him and I'm sad.
SmackDown. Ready.
Just kidding. I'm really fired up about Bobby Fish being fired. So I'm ready to fight.
She's in a mood. She's in a mood.
All right. SmackDown was shit. So let's go on.
I disagree.
Oh, okay. All right, because I literally only have two things I want to talk about.
Let's do it. Probably one of them is what the things I want to talk about. So probably let's do it.
All right. Okay. So first we start with, you know, with the amazing women, and then they do their stuff. Eventually, Zelina and Bianca get a match later on the night. So we'll get there. The Usos Jey Uso versus Dominic. I am just like, why? Why did Dominic look like he was Nikki Ash's sidekick?
That's what they should be. That's what they should do. That's what they should do.
Right?
You know what we need? We need her to have a comic book villain. We need...
Ooh, which is what I thought what Alexa Bliss was going to be.
No, because Alexa Bliss was already a villain like before, and we don't need to make her a superhero thing. We need somebody to have like a villain origin story. Right. Have like a moment where they snap and we watch it happen. And then then it's like Nikki, and then she can have her little comic book moment. God damn it. Somebody write this down.
The Joker.
It's
Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Sami Zayn is the comic book villain that we all need for Nikki ass.
But they won't let her wrestle Sami. So it needs to be like a woman. It needs to be a woman who's on the roster. Who's like maybe comes out of nowhere. I mean, I would say
Naomi.
Like,
Naomi getting fed up with all the shit she's been put through.
Yes. Which,
by the way, where's she at?
New wrestling podcast. Things that should happen in the WWE that don't.
Yeah.
And will never. Genius
and
ideas.
And babies.
And babies with Johnny with James Madden.
All right. Making
babies with James Madden.
Best thing I've heard today. Making babies. Anyways, Jey wins. We hate it. I cannot believe I'm saying that.
We do hate it.
But I hate it.
We hate it.
We hate it.
Shinsuke versus Apollo. I literally wrote, someone make it.
I'm shocked these are even on your notes.
Right.
We don't even need to talk about this.
All right. My favorite thing. And to that, I think I will be dedicating my shot.
Is
Paul Heyman harassing Kayla.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Harassing Kayla.
I wish you could. Hold on. Can I like find it? Because like we need to just hear that shit one more time.
I'll find it because sound is shared.
Oh man.
My goodness. The moment that man walked out and he just said, "What?" I was like, "Oh, get ready. Get ready. He's gonna be fucking fantastic.
Jesus, take the wheel." That shit was riveting.
I'm standing outside Roman Reigns' locker room, hoping to get a word with the Universal Champion about what.
What do you want?
He's amazing.
I was just hoping to see if Roman Reigns had a comment about what transpired last week.
You're kidding me. What transpired last week? I suppose you mean with the contract signing with John Cena, who is not only thieving Roman Reigns' oxygen on the island of relevancy, but John Cena, who is now thieving a title match at SummerSlam at the expense of Finn. Let me ask you a question. The Tampa Bay Schmuckaneers decide to sign Tom Brady for another year. For $75 million, I, Paul Heyman, come in from behind with a kendo stick. I nail Tom Brady from behind. I sign my name on the contract. Do I get the $75 million? This contract is a joke. The claim that John Cena should face Roman Reigns at SummerSlam is meritless. And WWE is acting as the ultimate enabler in letting John Cena slide his way into a championship match that he blatantly does not deserve.
Is there more?
He's amazing. No, we can't.
Well,
we
that's
can.
My new monologue. That's,
I love it. Thieving his oxygen on the island of relevancy. I spit out my drink.
My name is Claudia Smith, aka Princess Jellybean, and I'll be doing Paul Heyman from August 6th, 2021 SmackDown.
What?
Should I pull that? I should pull that, right?
Why not?
Okay.
Yeah, yes. You should pull that. If we still have a wrestling podcast, yeah, you should pull that for sure.
Also, speaking of John Cena, if you haven't, go see, I don't get paid for this, go watch Suicide Squad, that entire movie.
I heard he was really good.
He was, but that entire movie was filmed in Panama. Boom!
Jesus, did not think that's where she was going with that.
And neither did I.
Wow. You should have known.
I got excited. I'm proud. I have friends working on the movie. I got happy.
Are you saying that you're
now a movie podcast
because you're actually paid for it?
What?
You're a brand ambassador for Panama?
Always.
Always. We're a movie podcast now.
I forgot that this is what I was doing. Anyway, after that glorious moment, thank you, Paul, we get some Edge versus Seth Rollins on the mic, which was also perfection.
I'm so excited. I'm not even mad about it. I'm so excited. It is the one match I am so excited to watch at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
It is the one match that I'm so fully invested in the storytelling because they're both really good at what they do. This is weird. It's a weird place being not insulting Seth Trashbag Rollins. It's a weird place. But he is really good at what he does. And I'm so invested in this story, but I'll be damned if I have to fucking, I swear to God, if I fucking fly all the way over there.
How quickly she changes.
I swear to God, if I fly all the way to fucking Vegas, clear across the country on a non-stop flight, because where are the planes? Where are the planes? Why can't I fly directly from JFK to fucking Las Vegas? Why do I have to do all of this stop? Why do I have to stop in like Cincinnati? Where even is that? If I have to do all of that shit, and I have to see Seth win, I'm gonna be really mad.
Well, it's our last podcast, so you don't have to.
That's true. I guess I'd be like, I'll wear our merch. That's what I should be wearing at SummerSlam. I should just wear our merch. I'm just gonna rip it open. I'm just gonna rip my shirt. I swear to God, if Seth Rollins wins, yeah, whole move, and then I'll have like an AEW shirt under or on the bottom or something. I don't know. Ooh, no, Vince.
I would respect you so much if you did that. I would buy you so many things if you
but
did that.
But the women's roster is garbage.
The women's roster is garbage.
Yes, yes, it is. And they're more misogynistic than the WWE, and that pisses me off. So, anyways.
We love Vicky, but damn it. Just give me Vicky Guerrero every week.
Vicky Guerrero can be James Mattern's manager on Babies with James Mattern.
Absolutely.
Can make it happen.
Mm-hmm. She's going to be the MC. She's like, all right, James, who are you she'll giving the last mic?
She'll be our Chris Harrison.
She's Chris Harrison. Mm-hmm. Yes!
It's all coming together. Enjoy this last episode of the Face Beat Heels High podcast. We are now gonna...
But please join us next week. Then what happened? The dirty dogs don't matter. Although this Street Profits, but whatever. Bianca versus Zelina.
Yes, I'd love to dedicate my shot.
That's it.
Thank you. Like, let's go. Let's keep it going.
Would you like to share your thoughts?
Yes.
Exactly.
I would just like to say I've never been prouder of my little sister. This is my little sister, and I love her so much, and she did me so proud, and her crown just fell, but ignore that.
Is it because she is the littlest, or is it because she's younger than you, that she's your little sister?
Both.
Okay.
She's younger than me and littler than me.
She is the littlest.
She has been proving time and time again. And again, I'm not even saying this because I'm hella fucking biased because she's a friend, but she is killing it. Like she is, her in-ring ability is fucking like, her counters were like completely out of nowhere. Like so many times she looks amazing. Always. Like, I'm telling you, like, rivals Charlotte Flair in her right. fucking swag.
Every single
look. But her, week. Like, every look. Like, not a hair out of place. Like, that's her real hair, people. That's her real hair.
It's like they fired Aleister Black and she was like, fuck this whole company. I will never not come ready to work another yep. day that
uh-huh.
I am exactly. payroll.
Uh-huh. She comes out with, okay, even in the beginning, when she comes out to, like, tell off Bianca and be like, who the hell do you think you're doing? Don't you forget about me. Mic skills unparalleled. Yes. I'm talking like female Edge out here. Like she's giving me Edge energy with her fucking promo. She could be a villain.
Like,
be a villain.
Like holding that mic, her cadence is so natural, so rigid, yes. so like I am ready to just improv the fuck out of this script and be just yes. fantastic at it. Listen, y'all know how biased I was before. On maybe my y'all hatred don't. Towards her.
Maybe y'all don't. Because that was early.
That was early on. All right. So for all of you who have not been here since the very fucking beginning, I fucking
yeah, she listens to us. Selena so you're gonna admit this.
Okay. Thea.
She's been saying it every week for the past like 7 weeks. Like, mm-hmm. I can't believe mm-hmm. that I used to not like you, but now I do.
What she said. What Vermont said. I hated her. But now, baby girl, you're fantastic. I'm from Panama. The Suicide Squad shot there, and I love Selena Vega. I love her.
I'm so upset that she lost, though. The only thing I would have wanted was for her to win, because that would have been a huge upset. That would have been great for her.
Yeah,
Bianca wouldn't have lost anything. Not really, because we all know that nothing Bianca could do could ever make her look weak. So, like, Bianca wouldn't have lost. They really should have just had Zelina win. And because I would love nothing more than to see Zelina fucking challenge the person. You know what I mean?
I want Zelina to take Nikki Ash's.
Yes. Yes. Maybe in the draft. Maybe Z will go to Raw and then we can have that.
I don't want her to leave SmackDown. Anyway.
Well, so Raw needs something, bro.
We had to deal with Corey Graves on Raw again.
Anyways. All right. So moving on. I don't care about Corbin. He can go be broke somewhere else.
Raw.
Finn Balor.
He did.
He went to Raw and he went and went broke on Raw. Yes.
I hate it here.
I hate it here. Why is Corbin harassing our men, Jerry? Why he just leave Finn the fuck alone, my sweet baby. I appreciate. Also,
bro, Finn deserves. Y'all need to stop doing my boy like this. He got a huge ass fucking pop when he came back, and you're gonna throw him into this fucking shit. Like, you're telling me I could have had Roman Reigns versus Finn Balor, and now you're giving me like straight up dog shit. Hot ass dog shit in a bag is what you're giving me. Don't disrespect Finn Balor like this. They be coming for Finn Balor like he ain't nobody. Bitch, he is somebody. And you know this. We know this. Stop acting like he's a fucking mid-tier fucking person because absolutely not.
No.
Absolutely not. No. So doesn't flag so me.
My sweet baby. And then he gets attacked by my Samoans. Listen, I was very conflicted.
Your Samoans are on the list.
My Samoans are on the list right now.
Chip, you know what? You just made the list.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go.
Thank you, Jericho. No. Yes, they are. It breaks my heart. But you know what? I got some retaliation because Roman's hair, like Pony, just got all messed up and he looked like disheveled on screen. And I was like, ha, but you still look hot. So, yeah. That's it.
She tried to comfort them and ended up giving him a compliment. She tried to insult him and ended up giving him a fucking compliment.
Again,
what the fuck
so
was
much.
That? What the fuck was that?
I love him.
Shame.
Oh, you piece of shit.
But you still look good.
Hot.
Yeah, I know. What the fuck?
I'm biased.
Also,
I can't.
Also, we've been getting requests for the Let the Samoans Take Me shirt. Or no. Okay. No, not the Let the Samoans Take Me. Is he hot or is he Samoan? Okay. Are they hot or are they Samoan?
We need that shirt. I need
okay. I will make it. Is he hot or is he Matt Rue?
That's yeah. what I'm talking about. Yeah. We need to keep it gender neutral. So it's are they hot or are they Samoan?
Yeah, they. Yep.
Yeah.
What else? All right. I'm done with SmackDown.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to be candid with y'all.
Oh, no.
I chose The Bachelorette over Raw last night.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
So I watched as much as I could this morning. So if I miss anything that you guys want to talk about, feel free. I'm not going to go in order because
fine.
Raw was trash as always. Things I want to talk about. Okay, first, let's just get it out of the way. Cool. Damian Priest versus Sheamus for the title at SummerSlam. We have our pre-show. Great. Next. Okay.
Yeah, literally.
Literally, we have our pre-show match. Let's go. Right.
Yep.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Let's fucking go.
Book it.
Book it. Karrion versus Jeff Hardy once again. And Karrion beats the shit out of Jeff, but it's a little too late, Raw.
And they literally said it too. At one point, they were like, well, his entrance, his first, you know, showing to the WWE universe was pretty much ruined. And he was like, mm-hmm. I know. It was like,
yeah. Yeah, so he a little too late. You tried to fix it by showing actually how ruthless and aggressive he is. But guess what? The damage has been done, right. All right?
Like, you can see the difference. When Jeff Hardy came in, everybody was like, oh, my God, Jeff Hardy! And when Karrion walked down once again, everybody was like...
He could literally stand in the middle of the ring, issue an open challenge, and beat six people.
Mm-hmm.
If the seventh person... Oh, not even if the seventh person mm-hmm. is someone good, like whoever beats him is gonna get a bigger pop. It could yeah. be Ricochet, it could be whoever it is, right. is gonna get a bigger Ricochet. Pop from the WWE universe because they have no idea what to do with Karrion Kross.
Right.
They don't
correct.
Know who he is.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So
which is like, so sad for us because like
so sad for us. So sad for me. So sad especially for I feel personally yeah. attacked by Raw. Like
as you should.
Like it's on fucking sight, Vince McMahon. It's on fucking sight. You fucking senile
and
motherfucker.
Now Scarlett. Where's she at?
Where is
how,
she?
How do you let her just fucking dissolve? Like, you know what? I fucking... My point is... the damage has been done. And yeah. no matter what you do, listen, it's like you ran over my dog, but then you're trying to like give it mouth to mouth. Bitch, you already killed my dog. Okay? I appreciate the effort of you being like, I'm sorry, I'm going to try to bring it back to life. But the damage has been done. My dog is dead. Okay. So you fucking killed Karrion's momentum. You killed everything that he has worked on for the past year. My undefeated champion. Yeah. I forgive him because guess what? I watch NXT, but you literally ruined him in the eyes of the WWE universe who doesn't fucking watch NXT, who doesn't fucking know who he is. Nothing you will do will ever fucking erase the fact that he lost to Jeff Hardy, even if it was Jeff Hardy cheating. Even if it was Jeff Hardy cheating, it doesn't fucking matter because in no fucking world, except for Vince McMahon's delusional ass fucking brain, does Karrion Kross lose to Jeff Hardy after beating Adam Cole, fucking what's his name, Kyle O'Reilly, Finn Balor, or Johnny Gargano in the fucking four match, 6-on-1, whatever the fuck it was. There's no fucking way in hell that that Karrion Kross would ever fucking lose to Jeff Hardy.
Here's the thing too, is that Samoa Joe versus Karrion Kross could be such a good fucking main mm-hmm. card event.
Mm-hmm. And
it could
and
be
went,
so
yep.
good. And it would be Samoa Joe's return.
Yes.
And they would get to build this whole thing. And they could have had this entire time when he's coming out the last, 3 weeks, four mm-hmm. weeks on Raw to build this up.
Right.
And to build him up just like they did with us on NXT.
Yep.
And yet they just are.
Because that would have shown how aggressive he was. And that,
exactly.
would have helped even more when Samoa Joe would have beat him. To like be like, oh my God, Samoa Joe is amazing. Like that would have been great. And then he could move up to like, we'd forgive him for losing to Samoa Joe because obviously like that would be like, holy shit, you know, like you can't be on top forever.
Right.
And that would be, and it would be amazing. And then he could go to Raw and people wouldn't even fucking know. And he could literally do the same exact thing and just start building up. And then we could have fucking had like Karrion versus Drew instead of the fucking
my question is,
I was choking from my screams.
She almost died, y'all. She choked.
choked on my anger.
You also almost stabbed yourself with the scissors.
I did.
Now, I have a question, though.
What a journey because, we just went on.
Yeah. Truly.
Like, what we will be talking about regarding NXT and their whole, like, format. Do you think that if that format changes, they will be keeping Karrion Kross?
We have to talk about that later. We can't
Let's
even
put a pin on that. Let's put a pin on that because I want to address that.
Okay. Okay. Next. This is the thing that I said that I was wrong. So, Bobby comes out and he does his whole thing. So, right. So I was like, in my brain, I was like, oh, this, I had an epiphany moment that quickly dissolved. Cause I was like, this all makes sense. Maybe, just maybe, they brought Goldberg back and Bobby spent his whole promo talking shit to Goldberg's son so that Goldberg's son can like attack at SummerSlam. And we're using this to put, you know, Goldberg's kid over. And I said that to Taylor and he was like, he's 15. And I was like, fuck, you right.
Hey, Jeff Hardy started wrestling when he was 16. So
yeah, but he can't have a contract unless he's 18.
Nah.
So anyways, there goes that idea. So why did Bobby and MVP just attack this kid for no reason for the whole promo? You see how you don't make sense, Raw. You see how I try with you and then you just don't make sense. I got so excited for a second. Okay.
Remember when we were so excited because it was the first SmackDown with fans? It was such mm-hmm. a good episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember.
Everything died. For me, the day that Karrion lost.
We can never go back to before.
Yeah, that was me. That was me. So there goes that. Nikki versus Rhea.
Why?
I'm still not rooting for Nikki Cross. And no. Nothing. I'm trying so hard to get behind my Raw Women's Champ. But she's, I'm telling you, I really want Charlotte to win.
I want Rhea to win.
She won't win because I feel like she just had it. No, I feel like Charlotte won't win because she just had it. Rhea might get it back.
Honestly, Rhea to win.
Or maybe Nikki will. You know what they're doing? You know what it feels like? It feels like they're letting her win because once again, you can't tell me.
Right.
You can't look at me in the eyes and be like, Jeri, Rhea Ripley is going to lose to Nikki Cross clean.
Ha!
Like you can't
what a fallacy.
Like you literally can't tell me that Rhea Ripley can't beat Nikki Cross. So like when Nikki does anything to Rhea, I'm like, Rhea's letting her win. Like that's literally how it feels. Cause it's just not believable. This almost superpowers and like this like ridiculous positivity is just not working for me. And if it's working for someone else, I'm so fucking jealous. I'm right. So happy for you. And I'm jealous that that's where you're at and that you're behind this because I wish I could get behind it. But literally, I do not give a shit about Nikki.
She looks so winded every single match that she has.
You know what?
Are going to tell me that she has the stamina to go against somebody like Rhea?
But you know what? Do you think maybe it's the gimmick? Because I feel like if Nikki didn't have this superhero gimmick and it was Nikki that we had before, then I would be probably rooting for her.
Yeah. No, but for real.
I think, you know what I mean? Like if it was old Nikki in her old like Descendants gear and shit, like
right.
I would be rooting for her, like the Tasmanian Devil Nikki. That's what she looks like. Like the Tasmanian Devil Nikki, like unhinged Nikki, like I would be like, yes, like fuck yeah. Like I'd be rooting for her. It's a disconnect with the gimmick for me that it's just not believable and it doesn't make any sense.
I agree 1,000%. Yeah.
And Charlotte comes out and interrupts, thank God, because if I had to fucking see Rhea lose to Nikki, like I would have lost my shit. That counter was cool, but it doesn't. I'm like not rooting for her. I should be rooting for the champ. If she's a face, right. I should be rooting for the champ.
Correct.
Right? Okay. This is me we're talking about. Me, Jeri, who falls for everything. I should be rooting for the champ, but I don't. I want anyone else to win. Literally anyone else. I hate it.
My problem is her on the mic. But I mean, besides everything that happens on the fucking ring.
But it's because of the gimmick.
Right? Yeah.
Stupid.
It's the gimmick.
She needs someone equally stupid to be her nemesis.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Work. Exactly. Yeah. She needs to like let's say they hadn't like gotten rid of Ruby or something. They could have like had Ruby have a villain origin.
Or Zelina.
Story.
Zelina could do it. That's what I keep saying.
Zelina could do it, but they're on opposite brands.
Yeah.
Corbin could make it from SmackDown to Raw, why can't my baby girl come over and be like, yo, no, little girl?
That's true. I'm gonna text her. I'll be like, is there any way you can move to Raw and like,
can you please
fight with Nikki? Because like, Zeke could beat Nikki.
100%. And they're much more on an even keel.
Size wise. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, it could work. Like, Zeke could go to Raw and be, and that would be a champ I could get behind.
Right.
You're welcome.
You know why they won't do it?
Even that Good versus Evil is a better story.
Yes. Than whatever this is.
So I can get behind Nikki. So I can be like, oh shit, Zelina said some stuff. And like, now I actually kind of want Nikki to win. You know?
Exactly. Because Charlotte's great at putting people over, but we can, like, and again, like, I love her so much, but like,
in what world?
The WWE universe is so sick of it. It's so sick of Charlotte, like, being like doing this all the time, because it's like clearly she's trying to put her over, but it's like it's getting to be too much. That's what we need. That's what we need.
Also, why have you introduced her as almost a superhero, then you go with Nikki ASH? Isn't that fucking redundant?
I don't know. Yeah, it's stupid. Also the whole match, any time that Corey was talking shit about Nikki, I was like, you're right, bro. Like, I was right there with him. And I never agree with Corey Graves. But this time I was just like, everything, he's spitting straight facts. Like, straight fucking facts. He's like, almost a superhero doesn't cut it. I was like, that's what I'm saying, Corey Graves. Like, I'm literally, oh my God. I was the like, you ain't never told a lie.
The moment that the caller commentary became the truth.
He was like, look at her. She's injured. And I'm not imagining that. Look at her ribs. Her arms are all taped.
Oh, Corey. Corey all just tried to not get fired at this point. He's like, Corey, what do I have to say?
Well, I'll
to
say not whatever get fired. I need. I love it. You'll always have a job here, Corey Graves. You can be here for
it. Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Where are the rules? No, you can't be thirsting over your girl, though. You can't be doing that.
Not allowed.
All right. Elias is going to the dark side.
What is going on?
Elias.
So Elias is no more.
So let me get this straight. You fire Aleister Black. You fire the Fiend just to keep Elias on the roster.
Whose last match, mind you, was a
symphony.
Was it Symphony of Destruction?
Symphony
is that
of Destruction.
What it was?
Yes.
Was that what it was?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That bitch got a cello to the back. And he had that flashback during his, like, he had the flash. I was like, oh, Lord, you're going to remind us that happened?
So that's his villain origin story, was the fucking Symphony of Destruction. So he's going to the dark side. So you basically give him, like, Alistair's gimmick or the Fiend's gimmick. And I don't know what the fuck y'all are doing over there, but. R.I.P. Walk with Elias.
R.I.P.
But honestly, like, a side note, aside from all that, because you are literally, why would you fight? It doesn't make any sense to me, but whatever. Aside from that, Elias needed this, though, yes, because this was not, his old shit was just not working for him anymore. His shit got stale.
It worked for a bit. It got stale. Thank you.
It got stale. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this would be good for him. I'm excited to see where this goes. Onwards to our main event, PJ continues to get hurt. But as
my
far as I mean,
said, my boy said, my stepdad left to get milk and then he got lost and I never saw him again. But Randy, you're back and you're better than before.
And how does he get repaid? RKO. Listen,
he's gonna keep trying though.
He is.
Yeah, I don't think
after that RKO.
Yeah,
he
I don't think.
Hug.
Yeah,
like the hug was what mattered. The RKO was like, okay, I deserve that.
Yeah,
the hug so Randy.
Yeah, he said classic Randy.
Classic Randy.
That's basically it. So hopefully,
Randy was wearing an RKBro hoodie.
Yeah, he
so
was. I was like, how you gonna talk shit when you're wearing the merch, bro? Come on, bro. I was like, don't fuck this up. I was like, if you turn on our boy, I swear to God, when I already have my SummerSlam outfit planned, I swear to God, you better fucking not. Better fucking not. But who let Randy Orton get a pedophile mustache?
It was the first thing I saw when he came out.
What's his wife's name? We need to have a talk. Who let him? You got to nip that in the bud, girl. You got to nip that in the bud. That ain't it. That ain't it. Might as well put a fucking beige fucking, what's the coat? Looking like a flasher out here in these streets. He looking like fucking.
A trench coat? You want a tan trench coat and a hat.
Who's the guy who directed Hairspray? The movie? Who's creator of Divine? Who is it?
Walter.
John Waters.
John Waters. John Waters looking motherfucker. That's what he be looking like. That's what he, Randy Orton.
Thank you, Taylor.
Randy Orton. What the actual fuck? That was a pop, obviously. And him in the 8K? Yes. But the mustache ruined it for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boy, who let you do this? Who said it was a good idea? Nobody said it was a good idea. Probably Vince was like, you know what? It would be funny. He just wants to fucking watch the world burn. This motherfucker is just like, I'm not going to be here much longer. I'm going to burn this company to the ground.
But he's chaotic evil. He's just chaos.
Yeah, he is chaotic evil. Jesus. And
chaos
also,
and just chaotic.
He's also a chaos witch.
Yes. Did you guys also hear like the We Want Wyatt chants all throughout the Alexa Bliss match?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ooh. Well deserved. It was also her birthday.
Yep.
Do I care?
So we built up the Fiend and all this stuff, and Bray Wyatt worked on this character for X amount of time, and you're just going to give it to Alexa Bliss and fire him. I hate it here.
And then change it so it's worse.
And then change it so it's way worse. And then give her a fucking puppet who has the power, and then we're going to say the puppet created Alexa Bliss when we all witnessed that was not the case. Also,
what did she say, though? She said Lily has been influencing people for a long time and then brought up, like, Euripides or something, like something mad old. Like, no.
No.
No, girl. No. No.
And so now Alexa can't even win. Lily has to interfere by CGI wink.
We know what we're talking about next. Next, we might get sad and angry. And if you want to log off now and not listen to the rest of this episode, that's okay.
But we know that this is what everyone's wants us to talk about this.
But we know this is what you want us to talk about, and we want to talk about it and express some things. So we're going to play the Puzzle Time with PJ song, and then we'll be back. If you want to, you could try and solve this puzzle, but you got to be the first one to solve it to win $5, and it's Puzzle Time, Puzzle Time. It's Puzzle Time with PJ. Watch it on YouTube or just use this as your dance break. Yay. It's Puzzle Time with PJ.
Puzzle Time with PJ brought to you by Silk City Hot Sauce. Go to silkcityhotsauce.com and use the code HEELS, HEELS, for 15% off your entire order.
Okay, so remember last week when we said that the puzzle was going to be on Instagram so that we didn't have people that were new to the puzzle that want to solve the puzzle?
Yes.
Nobody solved the puzzle.
No.
Only one person guessed.
No. So we have to put it back on YouTube?
So, I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think it's just a matter of I'm going to post the puzzle on Instagram, and this is what I posted last week
at Facebeat Pod.
And if you scroll over, the puzzle's right there. I'm not going to show it to you because I want you to go and solve it on your own self. Still $5 up for grabs. Still $5 up for grabs from last week's puzzle. We know it's a little bit different than how we've been doing it, but bye, Taylor. But but I still want you to play the puzzle, and it'll still make me really happy. So just comment on it with your guests, or you can DM it to us on Instagram, but please keep it on Instagram so I can keep track of who is the first one to solve it, who wins. And so we're going to keep the puzzle from last week. So you got to go find it. That's your punishment for not playing the puzzle. And then you have to guess. That's it.
That's it.
Now you know.
NXT releases.
What in the rest? Let's move on to our segment. What in the wrestling world?
What in the wrestling hell? All right. So, as many of you know, and if you don't know, now you know, there's been a bunch of NXT releases, and I shall read them to you now. We lost Bobby Fish, RIP. Bronson Reed, Thick Boy. Jake Atlas, my baby.
Jake Atlas,
Ari Sterling, I don't know.
Titties. You literally fire Mercedes Martinez and Jake Atlas. You're two of the most openly gay wrestlers, and you fired them in August, July.
Bullshit.
2 months after Pride Month?
Get the fuck out of here. Kona Reeves, the king of our hearts. Leon Baby Ruff. Stephen Smith. I don't know you. Tyler Rust. Zachariah Smith. That's okay. Asher Hale.
That's okay.
Jesus. Asher Hale. Giants and Deer. And Mercedes Martinez. Only woman who got released. She should not have been on that.
Unbelievable. And on a brand that so needs good women wrestlers.
Mm-hmm. And she's fantastic.
That hurt me so bad.
I'm so fucking bad. Like,
so I have the I don't think it's not a quote from Vince McMahon, but basically these things came. Go ahead.
Before you get into that, because I haven't heard it yet and I know I'm going to explode. So they did the releases. Did you know that Leon and Jake both had matches like an hour after this came out on 205 Live?
So
an hour after that list came out, they had matches on 205 Live.
It's disrespectful.
It's messy, is what it is. It's so fucking messy. They don't give a fuck.
Triple H to be messy. Like, he's not.
But he wasn't in charge of it.
I know, but he wasn't in charge. Exactly.
He had nothing to do with it. That's the thing. Him and Shawn Michaels had no say. No say. It was Vince.
So ridiculous.
And the two other fuckers. I don't fucking know their name and I don't care to, because I don't speak the devil's name in this house.
True. Insane.
How could Triple H and Shawn Michaels not have anything to say? Right. How disrespectful is that? He's your fucking son-in-law and he runs the goddamn brand. And you're telling me that this man has no control over his brand. So really he's just like overseeing it. And you can
another fucking puppet
you want to do. You can still do whatever the fuck you want to do. And you know what it is? It's jealousy. You're jealous, Vince. You're fucking jealous because everyone always fucking says that NXT is better than the main roster. So you're cutting it to fucking size because you're a fucking hater. You're a hater. NXT was the alternative to WWE.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't want to watch Raw and SmackDown. You still could watch.
It was WWE's indie. Like, it was WWE's like indie show, Impact, whatever.
Almost every single person on this list recently had a push or was on TV. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Mercedes was in a title picture. Like, why didn't we make, like, I don't understand how you drop Mercedes Martinez. I don't understand how you do this. I don't understand how you just let that go. I don't understand. How do you let go of Thick Boy? It's developmental. How do you let go of Thick Boy? He was just our champ. He was just a champ. How do you let him go? That motherfucker's insane. Like, do you not watch the matches I was watching? Did you not see how this motherfucker flies through the air? Like, are you kidding me? That is a motherfucking, like, he is that cartoon, you know, when people get, like a ton dropped on them. That is Bronson Reed. You let go of your cartoon, motherfucker. Like, how do you do this?
Sometimes, but isn't it also, like, developmental and you say, like, oh, if something's not working, NXT is the place to, like, tweak
work
it until
on
it does. That,
exactly.
That's what makes me think of, like, not Bobby Fish, but Jake Atlas is a great example. Like, maybe what he was doing, maybe this like really heartfelt guy like wasn't working. So let's twist it. Let's change it. Like, I'm not saying everyone can be Johnny Gargano because I don't think that they can. Mm-hmm. But there is like something that can be done, you know?
Not to release him, like let him work on it. That's the whole point of NXT.
And especially because he's one of your very few openly queer wrestlers. Why would you like in this moment in time?
Like, where does he go with that? With just being a genuine guy, you know how many just genuine guys there are out there wrestling. Like Cameron Grimes gets let go, he goes to Impact. He's still going to be the same grungy character, and he's going to have something at least to hold on to.
Right?
You did not give Jake Atlas anything.
Nothing. Yeah. You know where Mercedes should actually go to AEW. Mercedes needs to go.
Yeah.
To AEW and save them.
Yeah. I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, she doesn't, clearly she is not one to be great on the microphone. We know this.
Yeah.
We know this.
Give her a manager.
Struggles.
Exactly.
Give her a manager then. Send her to Vicky.
Vicky.
I'm gonna text Vicky. Be like, you talk to Mercedes Martinez yet, girl? Because
make a stable.
Make Vicky's a stable.
Yeah.
Yes. Make a stable. Mercedes That's Martinez. What needs to happen.
These Fuck, dominating bro. Women. This is Mercedes truly- and Nyla Rose in the same stable. Oh,
you see what I'm saying? Like stoppable. That would, like that's what AEW needs to, instead of like picking up like, you know, like the big name WWE leftovers, need to start like focusing on their women's division. And yes. Mercedes yes. Martinez, Ruby Riott would be such a fucking get.
I think so,
like,
Ruby Riott is all
Ruby
is
Soho.
That needs yeah that needs it happening. needs to go down. That's where their focus needs to be, because I feel like I hate to say it. Actually, do I hate to say it? No, because fuck you, WWE. I'm so fucking mad at you for what you did to Karrion Kross.
Y'all.
The only thing that AEW is missing, like they focus on their women's division. They could truly, truly be. Yeah. They could truly be the number one promotion if they just focus on the women's division just a little bit.
And
we would
continue to have a podcast.
Yes. Correct.
I did want to read you guys this article that I saw, and I know Wild Space probably you're going to go off. So right. Maybe we should not, but
step
I'm going to
away
do
from
it
the
anyways.
Microphone a little bit. All right. Go.
Okay. So I'll just read it to you straight up. So on the heels of WWE releasing 13 NXT and 205 talents on Friday night, 13 stories have emerged about wholesale changes to the NXT product. Mike Johnson of PW Insider wrote Friday morning, there has been a lot of talk internally of major changes for the NXT brand, including a new logo, new lighting, a focus on younger talents, and a different format to the TV shows. This house cleaning tonight appears to be part of those changes. Then he goes on to say, or I guess Dave Metzler from on the Wrestling Observer Radio, he says, Metzler quotes a source as saying that the direction is in the line of, and I quote, no more midgets, no one starting in their 30s. They want people that can be box office attractions and main characters, end quote. He does note that Adam Cole should resign. Should he resign would be an exception to those parameters.
I'm shook.
And keep your face beat in your heels.
Bye. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Literally, the Face Beat Heels Eye podcast says we should turn into an NXT podcast. And the next
week.
The next week, they're like, just kidding. NXT will never be the same. Because we hate you.
Because we hate you, Face Big Heels High. That's what
we've been saying this for months, that we're gonna just be an NXT podcast. But
okay, but silver lining, maybe not silver lining, maybe a loophole, or maybe a saving grace, maybe form of a miracle. USA Network said that they were gonna sue if they change the format of NXT. So USA Network might just be our goddamn saving grace, because
watch all the shitty movies.
I'll watch that Law and Order marathon
every fucking Sunday. I will be there.
USA Network might just be our fucking knights in shining armor, because they said that they were going to sue WWE if they did that, if they changed it, because the contract that they have for putting NXT on the USA Network was for the current format now. And if they were to change that, and they know that, they say that knowing full well that NXT is probably one of their highest rated fucking shows. Mm-hmm. And if you change it completely, that's like, we didn't sign up for this. We will drop it. Like, we will sue you and we will
As
drop the show.
As per our contract.
As per okay. our contract. So fingers fucking crossed that they figure some shit out and they can't do that. They can't do that. Like, literally, Vince is shooting NXT in the face. Right. He's so mad. He's so mad.
So mad.
He's so mad that nobody wants to fucking watch his fucking Baron Corbin
he's
being
probably
homeless
ultimately
on
also
TV
just
everyone.
Like mad at himself for ruining Karrion Kross. So he's like, no, NXT, you will die because you made me embarrass myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Evil fucking mm-hmm. motherfucker.
I opened up like an opinion piece over here about NXT, and the headline is WWE will finally kill NXT. Immediately after, McMahon usurps control over developmental, promptly screws it all up.
I want to know what Triple H has. I really do. I really want him. I want him to go off because, like, he's not the one making the calls.
No, he's not. Remember when we said that this was going to be a shorter episode?
It's fine.
No, it's time.
It's our last episode.
Yeah, this is it. This is all you're getting.
So what's going to happen to Johnny?
He's over 30, right?
There's no.
Yeah, but he's small.
He is a shorter man. So is Candace. Yes, that is correct.
They can start their own promotion. I swear to God. Oh no.
Here she goes.
Oh no. No one's starting in their 30s. Like, that's so disrespectful. The M word.
The word. Yeah.
Yeah. The M word is super disrespectful.
The M word is a slur.
It's a slur.
Disrespectful.
That is so disrespectful. But like, really, you're saying like nobody who's is starting in their 30s, you don't want them to, like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Do you think that everybody just starts when they're 15?
I hate it here.
Unbelievable.
I hate it.
Unbelievable.
You guys are giving AEW every fucking like boost that you can.
Right.
Doing this, you are promoting the shit out of your competition.
And you know what? Even people that may not have been fans of, say, AEW in the beginning, that like Bray Wyatt or like CM Punk or like Daniel Bryan, when they fucking show up, you're gonna watch it.
Yep. We're going to the New York show. Like, I'm going on the solely based on the rumors that Daniel Bryan's going to show up. Solely based on this.
Well, and Vicky Guerrero, because we owe her margaritas.
Listen, that goes with that fucking saying, okay?
Vicky.
Okay? Obviously, we stand Vicky Guerrero, and obviously, I'm going for Vicky, but I'm like.
And margaritas.
Yes.
But yes. Daniel Bryan.
Yeah. But also Daniel Bryan. Yeah.
And if CM Punk shows up, like, I need to be there.
All people chance.
Just to witness the death of WWE.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, the final nail in the coffin.
That's the nail in the coffin. I swear to God. Like, can you imagine?
Nick said last night, he was like, see, if CM Punk shows up at AEW.
This is the time. This is the time.
WWE is over.
Listen, I know CM Punk is out here, like, you know, he's doing his TV show and stuff. But, like, let's be real, okay? This motherfucker got fired on his wedding day. So, like, if ever, like, let's say I'm AEW and WWE is my arch nemesis, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. And if I knew in my heart, no, I'm not even AEW, I'm CM Punk. And WWE, Vince McMahon is Joseph Gordon-Levitt, right? My arch nemesis. And if I fucking knew that this was the best way to hurt him in an irreparable way, and like end his fucking empire, CM Punk has the fucking power to do this. And now would be the motherfucking time.
Yeah.
Now would be the time. If you wanted to kill WWE, CM Punk, dear CM Punk, if you want to ruin WWE, if you really want to just kill this fucking business, now is the time. Here's what you do, CM Punk. Your debut in New York. AW, and you, that's it.
We because will Vince, be there for you.
Vince is doing the work already. He's already killing it anyways. Like, he's making new fans and old fans hate it here. John Cena. Yes. Did you see what John Cena said?
No.
Oh shit. Let me look it up. I gotta read it. Here you go. Cena's back for a fun throwback feud with the heel Roman Reigns, in which should be a pretty entertaining affair. Like The Rock before him, he's gone full-blown Hollywood, remains a big draw when he returns and has Vince McMahon and company over a barrel, which makes his recent comments about WWE so good. Out promoting the movie The Suicide Squad, filmed in Panama, Cena dropped an eyebrow-raising comment on the state of the roster. Man, I wish there was some sort of fountain of youth where I could be a full-time contributor. The longer they continue to bet on an aging prospect, that makes WWE's future a little bit less stable. This is probably my index shirt, so go on. Continue talking. I'll be back.
I mean, he's not wrong.
He's not. He's not. Oh, man.
We'll just buckle in for now. And then if we need to hit the emergency eject, then
the panic button.
Will. Yeah, panic button, we will.
It is what it is. You guys have been with us. We have been here for the good, the bad, and the very ugly.
Well, speaking of that, I guess don't forget to put Thursday in your calendar for Thirsty Thursday with those wrestling girls. We have recently had a meeting with them to see how we can make Thirsty Thursday better and more funner. And we've got some cool new exciting things coming towards you guys for Thirsty Thursday. So please make sure you join us for Thirsty
6 p.m. Thursday. Eastern Standard Time. 6 p.m.
6 p.m. 6 P's and M's. Well, maybe I'm just talking to YouTube then.
There we go. Yeah, I was leaving you to talk to YouTube. I have the headphones. I can hear you guys downstairs. It's funny. It's fine. Yeah.
All right.
That's it. That's all I got.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
I was going to say, keep your face beat and your butt loose.
I do it. I like it.
No.
And we'll see y'all next week, maybe.
Keep your face beat. Your heels high. See you Thirsty Thursday. Bye.
Bye. It's our next music.